Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The biggest thing about a fast that I learned a while back is it has to be something that deprives, like, I guess the biggest thing is distraction.
You're listening to Chiseled and Called with Brittany Dawn, a podcast about finding freedom in imperfection and peace in your broken pieces through Jesus. Our prayer is that today's message will bless you, embolden you, and fix your gaze on the King, that it will stir up the calling God has placed within you. Without further ado, here's your host, Brittany Dawn.
Welcome to the Chiseled and Called podcast. I am your host, Brittany Dawn, and today I have my favorite podcast guest in the whole wide world, Jordan. Hey, babe.
Hi.
Like,
it probably took
silence.
Us a year to get that down.
To get what down?
Like my intro.
Your intro?
Well, for you to get it down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't even been into a year of podcasting yet.
Yeah.
So we still new here.
What's up?
It is 2024.
It is.
And I took a little hiatus, which was really nice because
nice
I have not
break.
Missed a single week since March 22nd of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I told my team, I was like, they're waiting for me to submit the episodes. And I was like, they're not coming because I just need a break. And they're like, okay, they're awesome. So took a little bit of a break and I'm back. And
second week of 2024.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of football playoffs.
What are you trying to say?
Just got done with the wild card weekend.
And the Chiefs are...
They're still rocking, babe.
They are?
You know that. Come on, you know this.
I heard the Taylor Swift stuff was really messing up Travis Kelce.
I need Trav to focus on catching a football right now. Yeah. We got to go to Buffalo this weekend and it's going to be cold. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're just here to just kind of give you guys a recap of our holiday season and also what the new year has been like for us. Some fasting. Oh,
man.
A lot of fasting.
We're going to talk about it.
It's been sanctifying. We're both fasted at the moment while we're recording this. So pray that everything goes smoothly.
You know, they say like fasted cardio is really good for your body.
Yeah.
I don't know that fasted podcasting is good for anybody.
No. I would never usually fast.
I don't know how we're making words.
Words are hard.
They are hard right now.
We both hit this afternoon slump around 4 p.m. where it's like we just have this knowing of just we love each other, but just like keep words at
I feel like
minimum.
We've hit like the full stride of marriage when we're fasted and we can sit in the same room together and not say a word at one another and to one another and just look at each other. And we both know what we're thinking and it's that we're hungry.
Yeah.
And... just dead silence.
Yeah, we get steaks tonight.
It is steak night, yeah.
So I wouldn't usually, Jordan and I do fast multiple times a year. I would even say like what, probably we've fasted like 10 to 15 times every year intentionally.
Yeah, just not for this duration.
Yeah, we do it very intentionally and it's biblical. And so I kind of wanted to just touch on that for a minute because it is the new year and a lot of churches are doing corporate fast and there's a lot of Christians that don't understand it. And honestly, there have been plenty of times where I've been standing in the kitchen and I'm like, is this biblical? Because it's hard. No one wants to fast from food, especially. Now, it's one thing if you're like fasting from something that's easy. Like, you know, so that's the whole point of fasting. Like, basically, if you're not challenging yourself, so perfect example, Jordan and I don't drink alcohol. We do on special occasion, we'll have a glass of wine, but like, I can count on one hand the amount of drinks I've had in the last 2 years. Like, we don't drink alcohol. And so it would be silly for me to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to fast from alcohol. Because it's not a part of my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants us to die to our flesh. It is a sanctifying process. And to get the benefits out of that fast, to grow closer to the Lord, to have that breakthrough, whatever you're praying for and believing for, you have to give up something that's hard that you don't want to let go of. So there's plenty of examples of things you can fast from. You can fast from social media. You can fast from TV. You can fast from your phone. Hello. Like, whew, I don't think I could because it's my work, but you know what I mean? Like there's so many things you could fast from food. You can fast from shopping. I haven't told you this, but one thing that I would love to fast from this year is Amazon.
For the whole year?
No. No. Because it is convenient. But I would love to give it up for at least like 30 days.
Yeah.
Just to honor the Lord and see what kind of breakthrough we can get from that.
The biggest thing about a fast that I learned a while back is it has to be something that deprives, like, you know, whether it's convenience or distraction. I guess the biggest thing is distraction, and not just taking the distraction out of your life, but replacing the distraction with intentionality towards hearing from the Lord.
Yeah.
Praying, worshiping, you know, whatever that looks like, is replacing the distraction with all things Jesus and the Lord.
Yeah, that's so good.
That's the easiest way that I can explain.
What does Pastor Micah say? Fasting. I just hit my desk.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. What does he say though? He says it's not a holy diet. It's a blank, blank. I forgot the words.
I can't remember.
The fasting is getting to my brain, but it's not. It's not a diet. You're not doing this to lose weight. I mean, you probably will lose weight, which goes into my next point. If you have a past of eating disorders, I talked about this on my Instagram story. So it's not news to anyone here, if you've been listening to my podcast or even been following us on social media, that I have, by the blood of Jesus, overcome 3 eating disorders. And so when I step into a fasting season or even just a short-term fast, I have to be very cognizant of my triggers. And I hate using that word triggers, right? Because it almost sounds like I'm unhealed. I am fully healed by the grace of God. But I also have to be aware of where the enemy could try to come in and sneak and plant a seed for me to fall back into my old patterns. And so, yeah, I have to be very mindful of that. So we are not fully fasting from food. We are not making it easy on ourselves. We are doing it's basically like a 16-hour fast. We're doing sun up to sundown, which is really Ramadan. But Ramadan is like you only drink water in the day. Mm-hmm. I think you actually even maybe fast from water during the day for like if you really went into the terms of it. So we're not quite doing that because I am still having like a coffee in the morning and chicken bone broth during the day. But we are fasting, like fully fasting from any solid foods until the sun goes down at 6 p.m. And then we allow ourselves one meal, healthy. So it's not like we're going to In and Out and splurging on 3 double
doubles.
You can
eat healthy at In and Out. I just want to add that in there.
Yeah, you can.
I feel personally attacked on that one. But
no, you can. That's not what I'm saying. I'm like, yes, you can eat healthy at In and Out, but I'm saying like we're not binge eating, if that makes sense.
No.
Like it's very controlled. It's one meal and you're done. And there have been a couple of times where there were a couple of nights actually, babe, where I was really struggling.
Well, I think we've both had, that's what's kind of cool about doing the fast together, is we both have had moments of struggle where like the hunger gets real, and just doing that together, you have the ability to remind the other person that why we're doing this, what we're doing this for, you know, constant check-ins on, you know, hey, how's things going, or you know, and we've both had moments of struggle bus.
Well, that's and it's also one of those things, like if you fall off, just like a diet, just get back on. Like there's grace, there's so much grace there. And I think people are like, oh well, I blew the fast, so I'm just done, I quit.
No, I think the Lord will honor the intentionality of like you said, re-engaging and coming right back into it.
Yeah.
And you know, just whatever the time frame is that you're doing, just, you know, add another day.
Yeah. And it's not about what you're going to get out of the fast too. I just feel like I needed to say that. It's about like you're willing to fast for our Savior, for everything that He has already done. And so, yeah, we just kind of wanted to touch on that. There's so many different ways you can fast. You can do the Daniel fast. You can, like I said, fast from something besides food. You can do a full liquid fast. I actually think next year I do want to challenge myself to do a liquid fast for 21 days, like still incorporating calories, like smoothies, protein shakes, but doing a full liquid because I've never done that.
Yeah.
For that long, I've done it for like 3 days and it was brutal. But I mean, talk about breakthrough, talk about dying to your flesh. Like, I just feel like God does so much when you're willing to give up the things you really, really don't want to. But yeah, there's so many scriptures about it. Go look it up in the Bible. And that leads me to my next point. My challenge to myself this year is reading the Bible all the way through this year. And
how's
we're rocking
going?
And rolling. We just finished Genesis. And I'm leading into Exodus now, y'all. Genesis is wild. I'm like, we got brothers killing brothers. We got some things I'm not even comfortable saying here unless I'm reading the scripture. Like, it's just, it is. You think we live in a crazy world. They were living in a crazy world back then, too. All sorts of wild stuff. But yeah, so been reading through that. And
Are you saying all the words? Are you saying all the hard words?
The lineage?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have a confession.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to some of the lineage, I might have skipped through it.
Yeah.
Because truth be told,
it's where I get caught up all the time.
I'm never going to remember that. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to need to remember that. I pray I never get quizzed over the lineage because your girl's not ready for that test. Like,
I don't know that test is going to come.
I sure hope not.
Yeah.
I think everyone skips over the lineage, but there wasn't a ton of it in Genesis. Yeah. So
my favorite is like the joke about even Pastor Morris from Gateway.
Yeah.
He'll always, like, if he's preaching about that, I think it's him.
Yeah.
That he'll just, you know, if he's reading something Old Testament that has lineage involved in it, he'll just, you know, hard word, hard word, hard word, and continue.
It's just like, when are you, I don't know. I would never use it.
I spend like 5 minutes just trying to pronounce some of them.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually made a TikTok over that and it was fun. It's just, it's so true. Everyone struggles with that unless you're a theologian.
So you released you came up with a plan.
I did.
And released it and you're sticking to that plan.
Yeah. So I came up with a plan, plan of attack to get through the Bible 365 days.
Oh, attack. I like that.
Yeah.
You're going to attack it.
Me. Just being logical, always ready for things.
I like it.
Me with my
are you on quote unquote pace?
If you guys haven't heard by now already, in the month of October, I launched a new business called Hazel and Lane. Seeing what God has done so far has absolutely blown our minds. And if you don't know what Hazel and Lane is, let me give you a 20-second Cliff Notes version. In October of 2022, I had a miscarriage that would forever change a lot of things in my life. But what happened next is something I never would have expected. In my most broken moment, the Lord birthed a beautiful new thing. Just days after my miscarriage, I had an open vision of what I am currently living out with this business, a women and children's boutique. One thing led to another, and 1 year later, October of 2023, that vision came to life. Hazel and Lane were the two names that we had picked out for that child, and now every day is a sweet reminder of the children that we have waiting on the other side of heaven. It's been nothing short of amazing, and I am so incredibly grateful for the way that this community has rallied around this dream. If you are looking for a Christ-focused business to support this holiday season, or just want to shop around for yourself, you can visit us at hazelandlane.com. That's HazelandLane.com. And while you're there, you can use the code podcast for free shipping. Every package is prayed over and put together with love. Yes, I did fall behind a little bit one day because there was like in Genesis, there was one chunk where it was like 6 pages in my Bible and I think I had like a meeting that morning or something and I only got through 4. Well, then those 2 added to the next day and the next day was like 5 or 6 pages. And so there was one day where I really had to like take time to catch up. So I can see how it would be easy to fall behind if you miss a few days. But yeah, the way that it's set up is really cool because you could even start like today, which today is the 16th. Of January, you could start today and just start at that point in Genesis and then finish all the way through until January 15th of next year and you would finish the Bible.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really cool. I've been sharing that with my followers on my email list. So if you guys want information, you can just go join that. But Yeah, it's
I'm proud of you. You are stronger than I am on that.
Thanks, babe. I just, you know, I feel like I needed to go to another level of discipline in reading, because most mornings it's just like, hey, God, what do you want me to read? And I mean, I always read something.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, the Lord speaks to me through that. But then there's that one day that you're just like, I don't even know what I just read. And I really didn't, if we're being honest, apply it to my life. And I can tell by 3 o'clock when I'm losing my temper or I'm frustrated at traffic. And I'm just like, did I really soak in his word today? And the answer was no. And so, yeah, I think it was just really me being honest with myself that I needed that structure in my life. And you know me, I mean, you see how I function. I'm a to-do list girl, checklist girl.
Well, you have like, or else it's off the rails.
Yeah, yeah. I need something to keep me in line. So that's been really helpful. And yeah, another thing, we're not going to like disclose what our word for the year is or our scripture for the year, but the Lord, one thing that we do is we both pray into a word for the year every year. And the Lord gave me mine, and then Jordan got his. And I think it was it New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm.
We went to, Year's Eve. We went to a coffee shop and we shared that with each other. And it was just really sweet, because I think just having that accountability like helps keep both of you guys focused and encouraged on what the Lord has asked you to do this year. I'm really excited to see what 2024 holds.
Yeah, I think we're both excited and expectant on numerous fronts. You know,
and also it's going to be a wild year because it's an election year.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
put your seatbelts on, y'all.
Buckle them up. So yeah, from a personal perspective, you know, excited and expectant around, you know, business opportunities and different things, you know,
his own lane
growing, like a little weed. And, you know, just our, you know, continuing parenting journey, you know, what that's going to look like, and excited for, you know, your podcast. And I think you've got some really exciting guests coming up and lined up.
So excited.
And so, you know, our church is growing, and you know, they're building a new building on top of an existing building, which is crazy awesome and wild. And I think that'll be, you know, I think slated for completion, like even within the year.
I think they said by the end of the year.
Yeah,
by Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is wild that we're already talking about
next
Christmas. I'm so, we just put our tree up.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too, is like getting plugged into community. To anyone listening that's not, I just want to encourage you, if you're local in the Fort Worth area and you're looking for a church, we personally go to The House and we love it. It's just such an incredible place. The way that they just love every member there is so unlike any other church I've ever personally been to. So we would encourage you to get plugged in. But if you're not there, like find a local church, find the body of Christ and get plugged in, whether that's a small group, a community group, a church. Like, we are called to do this life with others. Jesus did not, I was just telling someone this morning, Jesus never sent a disciple out by himself.
Yeah.
He sent them out in twos. And the Bible tells us where two or more are gathered, he is there. And so we're not called to do this alone. And if that is something that you're struggling with in 2023 and you're like, okay, going into 2024, I really want to get plugged in somewhere, make yourself do it. It's not going to be fun. It's always awkward because you're like the new kid on the block, but I promise you the Lord is going to bless that so much, and he's going to give you friends. Putting yourself out there is the first step to finding godly community, and you can't just stay inside all the time and expect for them to come knocking on your door. I mean, maybe, but
speaking of being inside, it is so, obviously we're like in, you know, the teens temperature in Texas, but why is it 90 degrees in your office?
Are you hot?
I'm burning up.
Oh, I'm basking right now.
What in the world?
In my office,
it's are you trying to bring Tulum to Texas?
Yes.
What in, this absolutely is ridiculous.
I I'm always cold. Well, you've experienced that now with fasting. You're like, babe, I'm always cold now. Welcome to my constant world.
Yeah, but like,
because you've dropped quite a bit. Not that you had any to lose, but like, you've really leaned out. And he's always cold now. You're literally sweating.
Whew, man. All right.
Welcome to my world.
We can continue.
I'm happy.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a sauna in here.
Yeah. I'm about to go sit in the sauna at the gym too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but getting plugged into Godly community, we come right back around.
Right back around.
Yeah, it's just so important. And
sorry, between fasting and being hot, I was like, what are we talking
about?
I'm
not okay. I am unwell.
I'm struggling over here. Trying to push through. All right. Yeah, no, I think community is wildly important, especially if you have any remote desire to grow, spiritually, relationally in 2024, it's like getting plugged into a solid, solid group of friends, developing out those relationships that of people that, you know, like we talk about all the time, like our tribe that we're going to walk out, you know, life with. And it's so important. And yeah, it's something folks should focus on. If you're lacking in that realm, get plugged in somewhere where you can get people around you that truly care, not what you can do for them, but how they can lift you up.
Yeah.
And walk with you.
And oh man, if you want to really grow in your friendships, fasting with your friends.
Oh my God.
I'm being so serious. Like, it really exposes any ugly in our hearts. It's so beautiful to watch. And my friends and I have been walking through that the last couple of weeks because we all started this around the same time. And man, it's been sanctifying, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because like, you can't do life with people and not expect some sort of growth opportunity. And that's exactly what the Lord has given us. And I'm so grateful for that. And this weekend we get to go to Broken Bow with all of them, with our family.
Oh, yeah,
and we have a very like tight knit circle. And not that we wouldn't ever let new people come into that. That's not what I'm trying to say, but I just like, we do life with them. And I'm with my girls all the time. You're with the guys. He literally works with some of them.
With one of them, yeah.
Yeah, just he's with them and it's just really, really fun getting to do life with that community that you've prayed for and that the Lord has orchestrated. And so, yeah, if you're in a season where you don't have that, like just really let 2024 be the year of you branching out and pushing yourself and stepping out in faith and putting yourself out there, and you're going to get rejected and not everyone's going to like you. And that's okay. Like, be the person that is a friend to everyone you meet, including a stranger, because we all need someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But is there anything else you want to add? This is going to be just a super short, simple little episode.
Welcome
just to kick off the new year. Welcome to 2024. Get in a fasting situation, die to your flesh.
I mean, are you done? Because, I mean, normally when I interject, it goes off the rails.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to play the outro?
I mean, babe, do whatever you feel like the Holy Spirit's asking you to do.
All right. Well, you know, as we head into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, Chiefs at Bills this weekend, go Chiefs.
That was a nice fade out. Wow. Are you professional? Hello?
Man, did you hear that fade out? That was so good.
I wish you guys could have seen him. He was like fading out on his phone and he was just like gently pressing the volume down button.
Yeah.
That was the finesse. That was
go Chiefs.
Babe. Go Chiefs.
Yeah. And if you're not currently affiliated to an NFL team and you feel led to pray for the Chiefs, we need all the help we can get.
We need them.
We've been a little distracted this year with old T Swift hanging around. I don't think she's going anywhere by all the reports. So we need Travis to, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need him to start focus on catching the ball. Pat's showing up. Everything's good. Defense looks great. Yeah. But it's going to be tough going to Buffalo.
You know what the title of this episode is going to be? Fasting in football.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Happy 2024.
Happy 2024. I'm out. Thank you guys so much for stopping into today's episode. And I'm so excited for what 2024 holds.
If you'd like to learn more about Brittany Dawn, you can find her personal platforms and ministry through the social links below. Thank you for listening in today. And remember, there's no depth that God will not go for you. His grace is sufficient, even here.